and gentlemen, we are live! This is the moment you all have been waiting for!
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Thanks, Bruce Buffer. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Welcome to the Mass Timber Construction Podcast. My name's Paul Kramer. I'm your host. Welcome to another exciting week of Mass Timber Construction Land. Just remember, if you are wanting to catch every episode as it pops out of the podcasting machine, let's have a look at what's making news around the world this week in Mass Timber Construction Land. And first of all, we're going to South Wales, where the Gower Peninsula project has just been announced with a solid timber building that is the refurbishment of a collection of existing outbuildings that will occupy a dramatic position in the edge of the village off the limestone cliffs overlooking the bay. The character of the project is defined by a combination of distinctive elements that reference the volumetric composition, scale, and material palette of the local residential area, and the internal spaces are arranged so that the stair and orientation towards the long views in the north and the west are positioned, size, and appropriate for the windows, which provide an invitation and a visually and physically engaging surrounding to the amazing building that's perched on top of this hill. If you'd like to have a look at the cozy home in the rugged Welsh coast, please go to our Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed page and you can have a look. And nominations have been opened for the awards for the Forest Stewardship Council as a USGBC member company. The 12th annual FSC Leadership Awards recognise excellence in the use of FSC certified products with a high use of forest products in the construction growth sector of mass timber construction. And organisations doing good work in this area are encouraged to participate and submit for the awards. The projects are in the organisations in Canada, Mexico, and the United States, and they are substantially completed between the 2022-21 and 20 periods to be eligible. Submissions are due on the 16th of September. And there is a massive buzz around the city of Milwaukee as the CTBUH, the Council for Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat, has named the 25-story high Ascent Milwaukee the world's tallest wooden timber structure. The mixed-use luxury development also receives designation as the tallest concrete timber hybrid building. It's 5 stories, housing ground level, floor retail and parking, and it rises on cast-in-place concrete. It's an amazing building, and if you go and have a listen to a previous episode, we have Taylor Cabot on from Swinnerton Timber Lab, who was the project manager on the project, and you can find out some more intimate details about the Ascent project. And to my home country of Australia, and there is a blow up on our social media platform around the timber skyscrapers up to 50 stories tall that may dot the Australian skylines in our push towards decarbonisation and revitalisation of our urban environment. The 3 projects are listed on the LinkedIn feed page, and they are all plyscrapers or skyscrapers, depending on how you want to view it. Please join in the conversation. There's over 8 comments, there's over 477 likes. Please have a look at what's happening in that space, and you can read the article from the ABC on our webpage. And that's it, folks. That's all that's making news around the world this week in mass timber construction land. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of our wonderful podcast. If you've got any news you'd like to share, please send it to the Mass Timber Construction Journal LinkedIn feed, or you can drop me a note privately through a DM on my LinkedIn page. And we look forward to bringing the news to you next week in mass timber construction land. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever in the world today. Have a great week.